Testing 1, 2, 3.
Just jam.
You just busted me.
Yeah.
You did bust me, because I was just like, those microphones aren't on, and I had to go into the control room board and totally change them up. So there you go. All right, we're welcoming to a Friday morning, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Yes. I love Friday the
13th. There you go.
You love Friday the 13th?
Love it.
Why do you love it?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'll keep one eye open today.
I consider it lucky.
I do too. Look at the moisture we just got. I consider that really lucky.
True.
Yeah.
Some people consider it lucky. It just depends on what your perspective is today.
Yes. And
if you stub your toe, you'll be like, this is Friday the 13th is awful.
Yeah.
But if you walked away from a
bad accident. So you could go, ooh, I got an accident. Yeah. Or you can go, I walked away from an
accident.
That's
true. There you go.
It's always the silver lining. So. Mm-hmm. It could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there you go. And beautiful thing about the moisture today is that, you know, the ground's not frozen.
Right.
So frozen.
It'll go right in.
So it's just going, just soaking it in. The ground underneath.
Plus the rain the other day.
Yeah.
Let's keep this coming.
The ground underneath is going.
Yeah. And it's very pretty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Come see us at the home show this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a booth out there and various staff members throughout the weekend. We'll be manning that booth. We're going to give away some fun things to give away. So stop on by and say hi to us at the Sheridan Media booth this weekend at the Home Builders Home Show. Starts tonight at 5 o'clock. Also, Julie and James, Selection Sunday.
Yeah. True.
First Northern Bank.
We'll have that March Mania up by this afternoon.
Okay.
So people can at least sign up and get registered, and then you can start your picks
Sunday night. Just kind of depends when everything is selected.
And then all the games start Thursday, right?
Yeah,
so
the first games are Thursday. Yeah. Well, you'll probably have until Friday, because Thursday is like the first four. It's like Thursday, Friday is the first, or Wednesday, Thursday are the first four, and we don't pick those games. And then the actual tournament starts Friday, maybe something like that. I can't remember exactly. But
right. So we'll have our VIPs in.
Yes.
Whitney Sweeney and Chris Herbst from First Northern Bank. We have awesome prizes from Kilpatrick's.
We do. Have some awesome prizes. So make sure we'll have the contest up later today.
Later today, yeah.
Okay. So later today we'll have it up. And make sure you get signed up. Get ready to go. Selection Sunday is this Sunday, March Mania, presented by First Northern Bank. Today.
I also, really quickly, sorry.
Yeah, Rob, you can.
I want to give a quick shout out to my hockey compatriots. They're my novice team. They're heading up towards Glasgow, Montana right now. They're playing in a tournament this weekend. First tournament of the year. Big shout out to them. I wish I was with you guys. I couldn't make it this time. But shout out to you guys. I hope you guys win a couple of them. Win them all.
All right.
Every single one of them.
Man,
show them who's boss.
I don't envy the drive to Glasgow, Montana.
When I was looking, it's like 5.5 hours and you're in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, man, that's a lot.
Been up there that high country. That's a long drive.
It's basically on the border, isn't it? Between
pretty
Montana
much.
And Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. You might as well be playing hockey in Canada.
In Canada, that's what I've heard.
All right, birthday today, March 13th. Hey, William Macy. He's a
good actor.
Yeah.
Frequents Sheridan quite a bit.
Does
actually,
he?
I think
know that.
He might actually have a house here.
Didn't know that.
William Macy is 76 today.
No, everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Sorry, William. Dana Delaney is 70 today. On this date, 1639, Harvard College was named for clergyman John Harvard.
Okay.
1961, Mattel introduced Ken Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1987, Bryan Adams. I have this cassette, by the way. Bryan Adams, Heat of the Night, became the first commercially released cassette single in the U.S. 1987.
The first cassette single. I didn't even know there were
cassette singles. Yeah, there were cassette singles. I have that Bryan Adams one, Heat of the Night. Yeah. 1987. It's probably worth, you know, about what I paid for it.
Which is probably
a couple bucks. I don't know.
Might want to look that up.
You never know. Today, Donald Duck Day. All right.
I wonder if we're going to get to
the
point.
Guy that wore a shirt and no pants. Never figured that one
right.
out.
Right. Exactly. Good call.
Never thought about that.
Never thought about that either.
And a hat. No pants.
I wonder if we're going to get to a point where cassettes, if we're going to get to a point where cassettes are going to be valued like records are.
Doubtful.
I probably think people not. Like the idea of making mixtapes again, though.
But, I mean, that's...
It's a lot of work.
Maybe it's... I guess maybe more the... I think we are going to get to a point where physical property is now, mm-hmm. or like physical... I don't know what you call them. Physical, I guess, material for mm-hmm. things like that. Possessions are going to become more valuable because people are tired of just downloading everything and streaming yeah. everything. That's becoming like kind of a negative term when it comes to a lot of different stuff, especially when you got to pay for it a lot. I think we'll start seeing like more physical collections start
but
to build
albums
up.
Had art, and that yeah. was the cool thing about albums.
Definitely.
See, I had cassette tapes, too, that had Bob's mix
yeah.
you
yeah,
know, right. on it, and I would record them right off the radio.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people did that.
And you might get to that little bleep either at the beginning of the song yeah. or after the song of the announcer. Blurp.
Yeah.
And then the song comes on. Yeah. Okay. Today, apropos, earmuff day. If you want to wear earmuffs, if you're an earmuff person, either you obviously are
no.
not.
No.
Okay.
I don't think I own earmuffs. I don't think I've
ever worn earmuffs. Yeah. Nothing against them. I just put a hat on.
Okay. So you won't make fun of me if I wear earmuffs
today?
No.
Okay. All right.
My ears are just generally pretty warm, I think. I don't think I ever.
Not mine, but I wear a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger ale day.
Oh, I like ginger ale.
Great.
Yeah.
Got a stomachache. Nothing better.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it gave you a stomachache.
No, no. If you got a stomachache, there's nothing better.
All right. Tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow? Birthdays. Billy Crystal, 78. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
What a good actor.
Steph Curry. 38.
Yeah, oh, wow. I cannot believe he's 38. It's crazy.
I know. Guy can still drain him.
Yeah.
If he's on still the playing. Court, if he's on the court, he's in
he's
range.
In range. Yeah.
That's what Trevor used to tell me all the time.
Definitely. Oh,
wow.
When Trevor and I play, you know, rawhide basketball together.
Yeah.
You know,
I walk on the court, I'm in range.
So I was playing guard, and Trevor ran from the top of the key to the other top of the key, and it was just like he always wanted the ball all the time.
He was a set shot specialist.
And he'd say to me, come up to me. We'd take a timeout. He'd come up to me and he goes, if I'm on the court, Bob, I'm in range.
Was he?
He was always launching forever. Just like,
did he make shots?
Once in a while, he would get one.
But, it's all about the confidence.
But it was, yeah, exactly. He was always confident. He goes, and he'd miss, and he'd look at me, he goes, don't worry, next time.
Yeah. If he believes he's going to make it in, then.
And I'm going, don't worry, you won't get it next time.
Yeah,
yeah, we had quite the little back and forth when we played basketball together. Okay, anyway, tomorrow, Saturday, it's potato chip day.
I like a good potato chip.
Yeah. It is
probably the most famous snack, American snack, I would imagine.
Most popular. Anyway.
Most popular, that's what I mean. Yeah. Most popular American snack.
Learn about butterflies day tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. That's nice. There's nothing better than a butterfly.
Gosh, they're amazing. They travel like 1,000 miles. They're so fragile.
No.
But apparently not.
Yeah.
Birth exactly. from a different animal. Caterpillar, right? Turn into
right.
Yeah, right.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
Nothing else does that?
No.
It's amazing.
It's also Save a Spider Day.
Yeah.
So if you come across a spider, definitely. Don't step on it.
There's a good, I always tell people if it's...
Put it outside.
Yeah, if it's not a wolf spider, I'm like, all right, we'll pick this up and take it outside. If it's a wolf spider and I see it, I'm like...
Should be Save a Ladybug Day. What was the other day? I ran into you in the office, and I was like, what are you doing? And she had a ladybug. I said, I'm taking this ladybug outside.
No, I took it up to my plants.
Well, that works,
you
too.
Did?
Yeah. But, I mean, it was it was like when it was really cold, and I'm like, a ladybug? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Came out a little
in
early.
In the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Tomorrow, it's Genius Day.
Sure. Right.
Why not? What's Sunday? Ides of March Day, by the way. Sunday? Ides of March. 44 BC, Julius Caesar.
Caesar
was stabbed by Marcus
Aurelius.
Brutus. Yeah. The rest of the people, Roman senators.
Yeah.
On the Ides other cheek. Of March. Yes. Mike Love, Beach Boys, 85 on Sunday. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, 71.
Okay.
Fabio.
Yeah.
67.
Never was into Fabio.
Okay, I was just, I looked at Julia, just wanted to see what your reaction was.
I remember him from It's Like Butter or something. Is it the butter commercials? Margarine?
Right, he did do those margarine or
tastes
something.
Like butter. Butter.
Tastes like butter. He had the hair going on, man.
Yeah.
He was just I always just knew him as a book model. I didn't know he did anything.
Yeah. A book
Yeah, romance like a cover. Novels.
Yeah, like oh, a cover book
okay.
model.
Oh, okay. I was gonna go.
That's what I knew him as.
He models books, too.
Well, yeah, he do covers.
He models books. I'm chapter five.
Yeah.
take a look at my chapters. All right. Sunday is, let's see. Oh, eat an animal for PETA Day. Okay.
What?
Wow, okay.
Eat an animal
just
for
to,
PETA Day.
It must be stick the, it to PETA,
it,
I guess.
It must be okay. to stick it to PETA Day. Wow. It think, is Peanut Lovers Day.
Okay. PETA, P-I-T-A?
No, peanut lovers.
Oh, I peanut. Said PETA, oh, like no. peanut
yeah,
bread.
No, yeah, no, on the wow. same day, yeah. No, peanut lovers day.
I love peanuts.
Yeah. Pretzel day.
Those sure. go good together.
Pretzel.
They do.
Peanut butter and pretzels.
I'm more the cracker pretzel than I am the soft pretzel guy. Personally.
Really? I yeah. like soft pretzels.
Yeah. I don't do a little, lot of soft pretzels.
A little warm.
Like, soft yeah. pretzels are the same thing as like they're all, they're like popcorn for me. They're like usually only an event thing.
I like both.
Like, I'll do popcorn at movies, but rarely at home or anywhere else. And I'll do pretzel, like soft pretzels at baseball games yeah. or something, but almost never anywhere else.
I like soft pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the canned cream cheese or yeah. ham cheese that Julia likes.
The spray on cream cheese.
The spray
cheese
on whisk. Cheese.
Can of cheese.
Cheese whisk. Jeez. That stuff's brutal. So there's the weekend as far as things going on. Everything you think is wrong day on Sunday. What? Everything okay. you think is
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, let's focus
day.
On that.
Let's focus yeah. on that. I'd rather.
Boy, I have been.
Let's focus. Let's focus on something different. Drumstick day. Oh yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Do that. Okay. That's a busy weekend of things going on. Hey. You like M&M's?
Yeah.
Sure.
Peanut.
Sure.
Peanut
right?
M&M's.
Oh, you like peanut M&M's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm more of the plain peanut. I like the... You want really good M&M's? Caramel.
Ugh.
Really?
I've heard that.
I
don't like that.
I could eat a whole bag of caramel
I don't think I've
M&M's.
Ever had them. But...
Yeah, try them.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. As M&M's obviously has a huge influence in Sheridan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do M&M's stand for?
Mars and...
And yeah, Mars and something. I don't know the other one.
And Murray.
Mars and Murray.
M-U-R-R-I-E.
Must have been a partner at some
Mars
point.
Mars and yeah. Murray. Yeah, I don't know. Mars and Murray. That's what M&M's stand for.
Cool.
There's people out there that are talking to the radio right now. Well, it stands for that. That's who that is. Okay. Survey. Pet owners. Gee, got a couple of those in the building here.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
If yeah. you could, yeah, all of us. If you could ask your pet one question. What would it be?
Well, the pet I'm thinking of.
Well, the pets you have.
Is Russell, my blue healer, and he's aging. So my question would be, are you comfortable?
Yeah. Good question. Are you happy?
Okay.
I guess. Probably be a good one.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
All right. Most of the number one or two questions, do you like me?
It'd be weird
if they
didn't.
I already know that.
Yeah.
I take care of them. They like
me. Do you like your food is the number one question.
That's not a bad one.
Do you like your food?
They don't leave any in the bowl, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do.
So that would be the number one question. What's your favorite pie?
Strawberry rhubarb, I think.
Yeah, it's not even on the list.
Cherry pie. Oh. Cherry pie guy. Does cheesecake count, or is that not a pie?
That's not a pie. Cheesecake.
No. I know, but it has a crust. So yeah. I always thought it was a pie.
Well, top 10 really quick because we're running out of time. Lemon meringue. Chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Coconut.
I didn't even go there.
Pizza pie is going to be on there too.
Yeah,
probably.
It will be number two.
Yeah.
Coconut cream. Key lime. Yes. Pumpkin. Cherry. Pecan.
Pumpkin.
Chocolate. Chocolate cream. Pizza's number two. Number one.
I mean, cherry. I like pie, so.
Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Me either.
It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite either.
It's okay.
It's good. I like it. Pumpkin pie's on there, but it's the same thing as cheesecake.
Lemon I like a good coconut cream.
Lemon meringue, as my grandma used to say, is the cream topping crime. These little brown tips at the end. She said, if the lemon meringue is crying, it's good pie.
Okay.